Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Audio Prayer. Today is Saturday, the 1st of April. And it's a beautiful day out here in Texas, where I am. And today, as we begin this day, let's focus on praying for couples, marriages, prayers to start the day off as we come before the Lord. And the most important relationship we have, we are married as our wives and our husbands. And so let's pray together as we strive to come together as a team and as a stronghold against the enemy as a couple. So let's begin this. Lord, you are our peace bringer. We thank you this morning for bringing us together. Continue to allow our bond to be stronger than ever. Let our love grow together and love as today passes. Allow for us to be mindful of each other. Compassion and caring. When we disagree, let it be in loving understanding of the other. Enable us to be calm and mature in our discussions with each other. Continue to walk with us as we walk with each other. For you are a great and loving Lord, and you desire, Lord, that we walk together in unity and in love, and husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives to submit to their husbands, knowing that they are being led by the Holy Spirit, not in a subservient manner, but in trust that God is leading their husbands. So we pray, Lord, that you would bless these families, Lord, and particularly, it is so easy, Lord, for little things and for words to get in the way of the goals that we have as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers and together. So we pray against the enemy today that we would stand firm in our faith and we would be merciful and kind and compassionate, loving, patient, and all the fruits of the Spirit would be manifest into the most important relationship we have. You, Jesus, our Savior, you say that where two or more gather in your name, you are there with them. So, Jesus, we are gathered in your holy name this morning and ask you to be with us as we pray that we go about our day with love in our hearts for each other. Jesus, we pray that we put you at the center of our relationship and that while we love each other very much, we pray that we love you even more. Jesus, you made us, you brought us together. Let our matrimony be a bond like no other human bond, and let us live our lives together with the love and affection you gave to us. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we also come before you this morning as we praise you and worship you this morning with the music of praise. Oh, blessed God, we must be helped by your Spirit, or we cannot worship you aright. Behold, the angels adore you, and the hosts, redeemed by blood, bring everlasting hallelujahs to your feet. What are we, the creatures of a day, polluted with sin, that we should think that we can praise you? And yet the music of praise were not complete if your children did not join in it. Even those of them who are still in the world below. Help us then, enable us to tune our harps and to fetch forth music from our spirit. Verily, Lord, if there are any creatures in the world that can praise you, we ought to do so. Each one among us feels that he has some special reason for gratitude. Lord, it is unspeakable mercy to know you. To know you intimately as our reconciled God, to know you as our Father in Christ Jesus, who has forgiven us all our trespasses. And Lord, if we were able to ask to go back and share what we have with Old Testament saints, they would be shocked that we could have this kind of relationship with you. So help us, Lord, as we think of this, to not take it for granted and to see that this holy God who has never changed, who is the same God that was on the mountain, who the people of Israel said, Lord, do not speak to us anymore, but speak to us through Moses. They were afraid. But we, unlike them, we pray just the opposite. We want you to speak to us and hear from you alone. And that there is a great mystery and blessing, and we cannot fathom this privilege that we have in you, Lord. So it is, Lord, unspeakably sweet to come and rest in you and to know that there is now no cause of quarrel between us and you. On the contrary, that we are bound to one another by a covenant, which in infinite tenderness and mercy you have made, that your people might have strong consolation and might boldly take hold on you. Oh, the joy of knowing that we are yours forever, yours in the trials of life and yours in the last dread trial of death, and then yours in resurrection, yours throughout eternity. We do therefore worship you and praise you this morning, O God, not as a constraining nor under terror of pressure, but cheerfully, gladly ascribing unto you praise, power, dominion, and glory and honor, world without end. So go with us today, Lord, as we praise you and worship you with our lives and everything, all that we have in us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you have a blessed day, whatever God has planned for your day, and think about those things that we prayed about this morning. Particularly your marriage is struggling and you need relief, He is the relief. And if we humbly come to Him, humbly come and sincerely and honestly confess our sins and ask Him to heal our relationships, then He will do that. Humility goes a long way in a relationship, and I can say that out of experience, because of my lack of humility. Not that I have shown to be the king of humility, or it's been a big part, but no, I can see the repercussions many, many times where it is not, and pride is so easily wants to stick its head out in our lives. So let's together as believers agree and come together, and that we will do the right thing and thing that is most beneficial to our spouses and to us and to others, family members, other relationships. Have a blessed day and look forward to praying with you tomorrow.